Hey everyone, what if you could take the world's most powerful learning tool and hook it up to a personal AI agent that lives on your computer? Our guest today is an expert in using AI to supercharge learning. Welcome to the show. What happens when these two systems meet?
Thanks for having me. What happens is you essentially automate the hardest parts of learning. You combine a flashcard program called Anki, which uses spaced repetition and active recall, with an AI agent. This lets the AI not just make your flashcards for you, but manage your entire learning process.
Okay, I think a lot of people know Anki, but this idea of an AI agent making flashcards sounds like a huge leap. How does it work, practically?
It starts with a simple Anki add-on called Anki Connect. It acts like a bridge, allowing another program on your computer to talk to your Anki collection. Once that bridge is built, you can give the AI agent commands and it will create and add cards directly into your decks.
So you could just ask it for flashcards on a topic? Like, say, chess?
You can. I've done it. I asked it for 10 chess openings, from beginner to advanced, and how to respond to them. A few minutes later, a new deck appeared in my Anki with 10 cards, beautifully formatted, ready to study. The AI handled everything.
That's impressive. But what about more complex media, like a long university lecture on YouTube? I always found that was the biggest chore, pausing, screenshotting, typing everything out.
That's where this approach really shines. You can give the AI a link to a YouTube video. It can then download it, get the transcript, and pull out the key concepts to make your flashcards. You can even tell it to grab relevant screenshots or diagrams directly from the video to put on the cards.
So you're saying I could watch a dense hour-long lecture on, say, AI transformers and just focus on understanding it? And then the AI does the grunt work of turning it into study material?
That's the core idea. You focus on comprehension, wrapping your head around the material. You let the AI handle the memorization part. It can even add timestamps back to the video on each card. So if you're confused, you can jump right to that specific moment in the lecture.
That's a huge time saver. But just making cards is only half the battle. The real challenge is managing them, right? When you have thousands of cards, some of them are just impossible to remember.
That's what I call closing the loop. The AI can do more than just create. It can analyze your performance. In Anki, cards you repeatedly fail are called leeches. You can ask the AI to look at your leeches and diagnose the problem.
Diagnose them? What does that even mean for a flashcard?
It can spot patterns. For example, it might find that most of your difficult Japanese vocabulary cards are sentences with too little context. Or maybe you're constantly mixing up two similar-looking words. The AI can identify these confusable pairs and suggest rewriting the cards to make the distinction clearer.
Oh, so it's not just a card factory. It's a personal tutor. It's watching how you learn and adjusting the material for you.
It's exactly that. It can even perform what I call laddering. If a concept is too hard, the AI can recognize that there's a missing step in your knowledge. It will then automatically create simpler, intermediate cards to bridge that gap for you.
But doesn't this run the risk of just memorizing facts without ever applying them? How do you connect this back to the real world?
Fair point. And this is where it gets really powerful. Let's say you're using Anki to learn B2B sales techniques. You can connect the AI to a tool that records and transcribes your sales calls. The AI can then compare your flashcard knowledge to your actual performance.
No way. What does it do?
It can see which techniques you're using and which ones you're forgetting in the moment. Based on that, it can reprioritize your Anki deck to help you drill the concepts you're not applying. It connects the abstract knowledge to your daily work, making sure what you learn actually sticks.
So the AI is creating the content, diagnosing your weaknesses, and then checking if you're actually using what you've learned. It sounds like a complete personalized learning system.
It is. From generating cards from any source you can imagine, to refactoring old clunky cards into smaller, more effective ones. The goal is to offload all the mechanical work of learning, so you can focus on what humans do best, understanding and applying ideas.
Before we wrap up, if a listener remembers just one idea from this, what should it be?
Stop just consuming information. Start building a system where an AI creates, refines, and prioritizes your learning for you based on your own unique progress.
A system that learns how you learn. Thanks for breaking that all down for us. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.